بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد الله تبارك وتعالى has made this dunya a place of imtihan and a test to see in this world لنبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah تبارك وتعالى wants to see in this worldly life who will do the best of a'mal. The best of a'mal, the best of times, the best of days, in the best manner. And today being the day of Yom al-Jumu'ah, the best of days. The best of a'mal, durood salawat ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to dunya, it's a place of ghurur, place of deception. Many a times we see this success turns out to be failure. Where there's failure, turns out to be success. Sometimes you might see a certain place as profit, but it turns out to be a loss. Sometimes a loss turns out to be a profit. But this entire world is a place of deception, except those places and those avenues and those instances where the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is made. There is no loss, there'll never be a loss. The dhikr of Allah, obedience of Allah, when it comes to ilm and knowledge, there's never failure, there's only be success. And dunya is a place of enticement, encouragement. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah Ta'ala highlights in Quran Sharif, remind the believers, continue reminding them. Because a reminder will always benefit the believer. Sometimes we remind some people in the family, and then we come to a point where we say, I'm tired of reminding him. Doesn't make any difference. The Quran says continue reminding. It will benefit. One way or the other, it will go into the head, into the mind, into the heart. The reminder will benefit a believer, one way or the other. So when it comes to the Durood Sharif, As-Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your ulama explained, if a person doesn't know where to start his worldly life, there's so many amal, there's profit in this. Shall I start this wazifa? Start this amal, the problem at home, with the family, with the children, tarbiyat, business. Where to start from? See, the easiest amal and the most beautiful amal, ajmal, akmal, the most perfect, this easiest, is durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that you will find everything Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept. Such an amal which is never rejected. And just to remind ourselves also, that durood sharif we are reading every day. Whether consciously, subconsciously, unconsciously, unaware, in salah every day we are reading it. The way we read it also, we forget we read durood sharif in every qaida, the last qaida of salah, durood Ibrahim, we are reading. So they, even there, the end of the salah, Allah Ta'ala brought durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us that if we just start our Islam, barak wa ta'ala, durood sharif, you will reach the end result, inshallah. So today being the day of Jumu'ah, the virtues of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is impossible to encompass all of them. But ulama put together how beautifully in Arabic, I will just read 10 of them, and then we'll just translate them to understand the virtue upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These 10 virtues ulama have compiled, how beautifully they put it together also. Where they mention the benefits of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is salatul malik al-jabbar, شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المختار الاقتداء بالملائكة الأبرار وخالفة المنافقين والكفار محو الخطايا والأوزار قضاء الحوائج والأوطار تنوير الظاهر والأسرار النجاة من عذاب دار البوار دخول دار الراحة والقرار سلام الملك الغفار. How beautifully they have rhymed it also. That person who engages in durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then salatul malik al-jabbar, salah, special rahmat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusaluna ala al-Nabi. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika send salawat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is not engaging any ibadat. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so to say, sends durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the malaika. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu. O people of iman, join our company also. join this partnership also, that Allah is sending salawat and the malaika, and we are also giving you an opportunity to invest with us. Shah Abdul Ghani Pupuri rahimahullah would say, as if this is a partnership which will never go down, which will never fail. We have two solid partners on either side of you. One side is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other side is a malaika. Allah ta'ala says, for everyone durood you will invest, the return will be 10. Every million you will invest, guaranteed return, 10 million return. You will never fail. It's only profit. It's only profit, there's no loss whatsoever. So from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the person who recites durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll get the special rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then shafa'atul Nabi al-Mukhtar, you will receive the shafa'a, intercession of the chosen Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah, will intercede for a person. And here also very importantly, we are taught after adhan, how important the adhan is. How important the adhan is, the person who will respond to the adhan, as the muazzin is calling out the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we repeat the words. Shadu an la ilaha illallah, we repeat the words. Shadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, we repeat the words. Hayya ala salah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hayya ala al-falah, again, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then we repeat till the end. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less, a person who will respond to the adhan, and thereafter he will read durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the sunnah dua, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tama till the end. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, my intercession will become wajib for that person. Incumbent, I will intercede for him. Secret behind this, ulama say, that person who will respond to the adhan, and thereafter durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the sunnat dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, he will enjoy my intercession, so it means indirectly to enjoy his intercession, he will have to die upon iman. So barakat of this, a person is almost guaranteed he will die upon iman. So for us in our homes, women folk also, they can hear the adhan. In our area, so many adhans, we can repeat the words and thereafter make dua. Sometime here also in the masjid, adhan is going, but brothers are still talking. We are talking still. Just take about the 2 minutes. Teach our children also, respond to the adhan and repeat the words. They have to make dua. Then when it comes to durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al iqtida'u bil abrar, even the closed malaika of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they are sending durood, you are emulating the malaika. And the outstanding feature of malaika, la ya'asoon Allah ma amarahum. They don't ever disobey the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. Whatever the command of Allah, they obey the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. By emulating the malaika, Allah ta'ala will give you angelic qualities also. That who be obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will become part of our nature. Then mukhalifatul munafiqeen wa kuffar, opposing the munafiqeen, hypocrites and the kuffar, they don't recite durood. Very difficult for the munafiqeen, hypocrites, to read durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because there's no affinity, there's no nisbat, there's no connection. And the kuffar also, they don't know about, but even the kuffar nowadays, my dear brothers, they are writing books. The most 500 influential people in the world, number one, Muhammad Rasulullah, even they have recognized Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a man he was. Till now they are studying Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud. That a person in 23 years, what a revolutionist. That the entire Arabian Peninsula, what effort he made upon them, a revolution took place. And how many years ago, even they are amazed, astounded. For us, we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we just don't write about him, we recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By durood sharif, mahul khataya wal awzar, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will wipe away our sins, our shortcomings. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will fulfill our needs. Person has any need, they read durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many incidents we find? Person came to Madinatul Munawwara, he was a wayfarer, a traveler, and no means, no provisions. And he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he stands there, Ya Rasulullah, through your barakah, I ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to provide for me. I don't have any food. I'm a visitor in your city. Madinah Munawwara, the city of gifts, city of distribution, city of rewards, city of welcome, city of love. You find everything there and everything in Durood Sharif also. And he left like this. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam comes in the dream of a dweller of Madina Munawwara. My friend has come to beg of food. How dare he comes to Madina Munawwara and is hungry. Go and provide for him. So by Durood Sharif, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will provide directly. Just by Durood Sharif, physically, spiritually, financially. Tanweer al-zahiri wal-asrar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill our inner, internal and external, full of nur. The person you find got tasbih in his hand, reading Durood Sharif, you can find the nur on his face already. His lips are moving, reading Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's got a connection that is open with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah ta'ala fills him with nur. An-najatu min azabi dar al-bawar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him and grant him salvation from the punishment of the akhirat to the barakat of Durood Sharif definitely. So much Durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The day of Qiyamah, he will enjoy the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no question of being punished. How much durood to read? Ulama explained minimum of the day of Jumu'ah, 300. Average, 1,000. And if you fulfill kathira, remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, udhkurullah dhikran kathira. Kathira means excessive abundance. We say 3,000. If you have 3,000 durood, whatever dhikr, then you fulfill the command of Quran Sharif. Dukhulu dari rahati wal qarar, to the barakat of durood Sharif, Allah ta'ala will enter you into the abode of comfort and luxury where you will never leave, that is Jannah. And before that, by Durood Sharif, Allah will give you Jannati life also. Cash benefits. We think now A'mal, the rewards are only credit. The rewards are cash also. Allah will give you in this world, what sukoon, what rahat. Ulama explained also, a person in the home, sometimes the family, the mood temperature is not right. Then this quarrel, jagra, dispute, husband and wife, children, parents, start Durood Sharif. The wife is talking also, you start your Durood Sharif. When you start your Durood Sharif, then already you are immersed in the rahmat of Allah. For everyone Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Pak is sending down upon you 10 rahmas and 10 mercies. So where there is now any place in any way for shaitan to come between you and the wife? Start Durood Sharif. Link up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Person will have a jannati life over here in the qabr and akhirat. And finally, through barakat of Durood Sharif, salamul malikil ghaffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will make salam to you. When you enter into Jannah, salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Salam from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Summa Durood Sharif in this world also. Allah will grant you salamat. A very important point we learned from our Honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, he said, read Durood Sharif with relish, with enjoyment. Not just counting numbers, but feel the sweetness, with relish how we eat our food, and how we enjoy it. So in the same way, read Durood Sharif, and one way to enjoy it, Maana explains, just picture yourself. Just picture yourself standing in front of the Roda, in front of the Green Dome. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is listening to me, and joom joom ke. He's moving and he's saying, Subhanallah, see my Yusuf reading Durood Sharif. Look at his Durood, look at his Durood. With pride, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is enjoying your Durood. In this way, he says, you read your Durood Sharif as if you're standing there before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and you're making him listen to it. And how to make dua as if you're standing in front of Baytullah. Then see how the connection in your dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and connection in Durood Sharif with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala give us the ability and tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.